for an enlisted man at Fort Hays, it wasn't enough to win a woman's heart and ask her hand in marriage. You needed the permission of your commanding officer and a few other key logistics to make the wedding take shape. The intriguing story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Robert Wilhelm is director of Fort Hays State Historic Site. The outpost has a wealth of information about the Old West, and one of the most interesting chapters has to be the enlisted men who wish to marry the local girls.
To enlist in the Army as a private, you had to be single. But once you got in the Army, if you wanted to get married, you could get married, providing your company commander gave his permission.
Getting permission to marry meant a private needed to measure up to certain requirements.
What he looked at was, were you a good soldier? Were you a guy that drank up all of his money every payday? Or did you save some? Did you send some back to your folks? Were you a soldier that other soldiers could look up to?
For upstanding enlisted men, the permission to marry might still depend on another important factor.
He would look at how many laundresses there were, because that's the only thing your wife could do. An officer's wife didn't have to do anything to live here. In fact, they had servants and so on. But an enlisted man's wife, the only thing that she could do was the laundry.
Even at large posts like Fort Hays, the laundry positions were few, and that might mean a marriage would just have to wait.
Each company was allotted 4 laundresses. Here at Fort Hays, we had room for 4 companies, so we had room for 16 laundresses. Now, if you wanted to get married and your company already had its allotment of laundresses, you probably would be able to get married, no matter how good of a soldier you were, because you could not live off post and your wife could not live on post unless she worked.
The enlisted man, his laundress wife, and any children were given a 12-by-12 room to live in. A laundress could make $10 to $15 per month. Not bad, considering the enlisted man was making $13. Traveling the countryside in Hays, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.